welcome back to another episode of the TPR Tech Podcast. And in this episode of the TPR Tech Podcast, we're going to be interviewing Jenny.
Hi.
So, Jenny, is it true that you made your website with WordPress,
That's correct. A good tutorial? Yeah.
And in case you don't know, Jenny is from Blindsides. So how did you make Blindsides, Jenny?
Well, first of all, I should say what Blindsides is or are. They are devices which you can use to block out the light that comes in at the sides of blackout blinds. First came up with the idea when Thomas's little brother was in my tummy. Thomas moved to a new bedroom and I had some blackout roller blinds made to measure for his window. And when they arrived, I was really disappointed because the light still came in at the sides. And there was nothing wrong with the way that they'd been made, so I decided to look for something that would block out that light, a product that I could buy. But having done lots of research, unfortunately, there was nothing else, there was nothing out there that I could buy, so I decided to make my own. And with things that I could find around the house, so coat hangers, bits of material, and used those. And it was actually Thomas's daddy who thought that they could be an actual product. And that's when Blindsides, the idea for it, was born.
So, Jenny, what did you have to do to kind of get your business going?
Well, one of the things I needed to do was to have a website so everybody could find out about Blindsides and I could start selling them. But I've got to admit, I have no, or at the time certainly, had no website developing skills. So I enlisted the help of a web design agency who could design my website for me. And they used WordPress to design the website. But they didn't do everything because obviously they didn't know anything about Blindsides, so I had to provide them with the pictures and with the words and the layout and the navigation for the website that they could then use to build the website for me. And then they added some plugins, for example, the WooCommerce plugin.
WooCommerce,
which means that people can shop on my website. And then also I added, not them actually, with the help of a friend, another plugin called Yoast, which helps with my search engine optimization.
Yes, it's an SEO tool.
That's correct.
Which, in other words, helps the search engines, Bing, Google and Life, to help list it.
That's right.
So, thank you, Jenny, for coming in for the TPR Tech Podcast and explaining all the techie sides of it.
Thank you for having me, and it's great to be part of the TPR Tech Podcast. I really enjoy listening to them.
Thank you. So thank you for listening to the TPR Tech Podcast. Have a nice day.